Canary Capital files for a spot PPE ETF, and the meme coin dropped 5%. Canary Capital submitted an S-1 registration statement to the SEC on April 8 for a spot PPE exchange-traded fund. The proposed Canary PPE ETF would hold PPE tokens directly, with no leverage or derivatives, and may allocate up to 5% of assets in Ethereum to cover network transaction fees. PPE fell 5.4% following the filing, trading at 0.003502 with a market cap of $1.44 billion as of April 9, 2026, a meme coin with a brokerage wrapper. The prospectus describes Pepe as a highly speculative asset, driven by social sentiment rather than utility. That language is unusual for an ETF filing. Most S-1 documents frame their underlying asset positively. Canary's filing reads more like a risk disclosure that happens to contain a product pitch. The fund would issue shares in 10,000-share baskets. Pepe is an ERC-20 token launched on Ethereum in April 2023, with the total supply exceeding 420 trillion tokens. The filing flags unregulated spot markets, price volatility, custody risks, and potential Ethereum network disruptions as material concerns. Investors, it warns, could lose their entire investment. No custodian was named in the filing. No exchange listing has been confirmed. Canary's track record adds weight. This is not a first-time filer fishing for attention. Canary Capital has become one of the most active crypto ETF issuers in the U.S. XRPC, XRP, set the record for highest first-day trading volume of any ETF launched in 2025. Hitting $59 million in volume and ending its debut with roughly $250 million in AUM. HBR, HBLR, first U.S. ETF offering exposure to Hedera, now holding approximately $68 million in AUM on NASDAQ. LTCC, Litecoin, spot Litecoin ETF live on NASDAQ with a 0.95% sponsor fee. SOLC, Solana, their newest product offering Solana exposure with staking rewards potential and no staking fee. That track record matters because it means the SEC has already approved multiple Canary filings. The firm knows the process, the disclosure requirements, and the regulatory expectations. Whether the SEC treats a meme coin differently from Litecoin or XRP is the open question. The meme coin ETF landscape is already real. Pepe would not be the first meme coin ETF if approved. Grayscale's Dogecoin Trust ETF, GDOG, began trading on NYSE Arca on November 24, 2025, as the first U.S.-listed spot Dogecoin product. It launched with a zero-fee structure for its first $1 billion in assets. Tuttle Capital has also filed for Bonk-related products, pushing further down the meme coin market cap ladder. The trend line is clear. Issuers are testing how far the SEC will let the meme coin ETF category extend. But Pepe occupies a different position than Dogecoin. Doge has name recognition outside crypto, a decade of history, and Elon Musk-driven mainstream awareness. Pepe is a 2023 token whose value proposition is, by the issuer's own admission, social sentiment. That distinction will matter during SEC review. The 5% timing problem, Pepe dropping 5% on the news of its own ETF filing, is telling. In a market where BTC is at 70,939, 1.1% over 24 hours, and ETH sits at 2,179, 3.3%, as of April 9, 2026, a 5% decline on what should be bullish news suggests the market read this as a publicity move rather than an imminent product launch. An S-1 is a preliminary step. It starts the SEC's review process, but does not guarantee listing. The timeline from S-1 to trading can stretch from months to over a year, and many filings never reach approval. For a speculative asset that the issuer itself calls highly speculative, the regulatory path is uncertain. The fear and greed index sits at 43 neutral, and broader altcoin weakness, with SOL down 2.7% and XRP down 3.6%, may have amplified the sell-off. But the direction of the price reaction still matters. Traders sold the news. What the SEC has to decide. The SEC's framework for crypto ETF approval has evolved rapidly since the Bitcoin spot ETF approvals in early 2024. The agency has moved from blanket resistance to case-by-case evaluation. Canary's prior approvals for XRP, HBR, Litecoin, and Solana products suggest the regulatory door is not closed to altcoin ETFs. But each of those assets has a protocol, a development team, a use case, and some form of economic function. Pepe has none of those. Its S-1 explicitly acknowledges this. The question for the SEC is whether social sentiment is a sufficient basis for an investment product, or whether the lack of fundamental utility creates a consumer protection issue that outweighs market demand. The 60-day comment period, once the filing is published in the Federal Register, will provide the first signals of how regulators and industry participants view the proposal.